Ralph, g'day.
Yeah, g'day, Michael. How are you?
I'm well. Time now is about 1 p.m. in Perth.
Yeah, 1 o'clock. Yeah.
And you've been in to see the police this morning.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, prior to leaving Malaysia, I contacted West Australian Police and asked them if they wished for me to attend their offices, as I was, might be a person of interest in the RW conspiracy. I subsequently received an email confirming a meeting with them today at 11 a.m. at their Adelaide Terrace offices. The interview was conducted by two officers of the Australian Fraud and Major Crime Squad. They had no questions, or they had three questions of me, and the only issue they wished to discuss with me at all in relation to the AW fraud was the invoices, 31 invoices that were sent to police contractors relating to the Dawesville Cut project. They subsequently arrested me and charged me with precise wording. I haven't got from me now. I'll give it to you in a few seconds. 31, cause a detriment to a person by fraud. So there's 31 charges of cause to a detriment, fraud, whatever those words are, trying to drive.
And who's the person? Is it nominated as Tease, or what's the entity that you first?
It doesn't say on there, on this document I've got. They will be sending out particulars relating to the charges to my where I'm staying. Hopefully by tomorrow afternoon I'll know more, because there'll be all particulars and everything will be in the document they're sending out to me.
And now, you were arrested and bailed, Rob?
I'm bailed by the police now to attend the Perth Magistrates Court 8:30 a.m. next Wednesday, the 22nd of March.
Is there any restriction on your movement?
Not at this stage. I don't think the police will be objecting to my returning to Malaysia. I've advised them also that I will be back in Perth for the month of July. And they were happy with that, because that basically says that after next Wednesday's appearance, I don't know what happens. I've got to get legal advice. I don't have a lawyer. I don't have any money for a lawyer. I'm stressed at the moment, right? As much as I want this to be brought on, it looks as though I'm the one being fitted up for 31 counts of fraud, and what's happening with all of the other people involved in the conspiracy, and the police would not say anything about that. They're just charging me and me alone with 31 counts of fraud.
So sorry, Ralph, did you not have an opportunity to put your case before the police charged you?
What do you mean, put the case?
Well, were you questioned, and at the end of a series of questions, did the police resolve to
charge
you?
They weren't interested. Right. They weren't interested in anything at all except charging me and then asking me questions relevant to the 31 invoices, starting in wherever it was in 1992. March 92, I think, was the April 92, I think, was the first invoice, which was for 3 months.
Yeah.
They asked questions as to how we arrived at those figures for the invoices. I explained the circumstances. Did I do the invoice? No, I explained to them that I did a pro forma invoice, which I gave to Christine Campbell. She typed it up, and that was subsequently kept as a blank. And then the numbers I gave her, as instructed by Wilson, were then typed into those invoices subsequently mailed to Peace by Christine Campbell.
The
didn't
wording,
want to know about anything else.
The wording of the charge, as you've explained it to me, I haven't seen the charges or the information, but the wording of the charge in this brief telephone conversation suggests that the police believe Tease was deceived, that
yes,
through fraud,
yes,
you acquired money from Tease that they didn't intend for you to have, that you tricked them. As I understand it, that's not the case at all. As I understand it, this was an agreement arrived at in advance, whereby a certain amount of money would be handed over to Wilson's control.
That's not discussed at all today. That's not what was discussed at all today. They asked me specifically, did I draft the invoice? Did I write the figures in? And did I know that there was all they asked. And I admitted to the fact that I drafted the invoice.
Yeah.
The original pro forma, I admitted to the fact that I did the numbers to arrive at those hours and final figures for the invoice sent, and I admitted to the fact that I passed that information on to Christine Campbell. She typed it in. She subsequently sent it off to police, and they asked me, was I aware of the fact that it was a fraud? And I said, yes, I was. And that was the extent of their questions.
They asked you if you thought it was a fraud.
Well, they said to me, you understand that, you know, you've committed a fraud. And I said, yes. Yeah, I know that. No one was on the job. It was, you know, that was it. They right. didn't want to know about anything else. They didn't want to know about any other participants in the whole thing at all.
Can I ask you a question, Ralph? Can I ask you a question, please?
Yes.
If the police didn't expand on this, perhaps it might be useful for you and a lawyer too. Do you believe that Tease was deceived into paying money in the belief that you were actually running a workplace reform thing, or was it just a sham and Tease was in on the sham?
I didn't say that Tease was in on the sham, but I did admit to the fact that it was a sham
to the police in my interview today. My question is, Ralph, there's two scenarios here. One is that Tease was tricked. They believed that you and Wilson were setting up a workplace training entity and they thought it was all happening. They thought they were getting workplace training, but in fact there wasn't. That's one scenario. The second scenario is Tease knew there was never going to be anything done. They just knew they'd pay the money no matter what happened because that was agreed up front with Wilson. In other words, Tease was in on it. That's the second scenario. It sounds to me like the police are proceeding on the basis that they believe that Tease was not in on it, that they were somehow tricked
right.
by... Yeah, right.
That's the way it sounds to me, yep. too. It looks like I'm being fitted up for 31 counts of fraud with no other participants.
All right, mate. Listen, Ralph, drive safe. Drive safe.
I'll do a photo of the documents they gave me today and send it through to you as a messenger.
Okay, mate.
And when they serve me with the papers, they're going to serve on me probably by this time or by tomorrow evening.
Yep.
I will contact you again and send you photos of those documents as well.
Uh-huh.
In the meantime, I'm going to need some sort of legal advice urgently.
Okay, mate. Okay. I'll get on to that.
And I don't know where to start.
Okay, I do.
They'll give me a number for a legal aid lawyer, but quite frankly, that's a waste of my time.
Well, hang on a sec. They said they would or they did?
They said they will give me a number of a phone number I can call for legal aid.
Yep.
But a legal aid lawyer is of no value to me because I know nothing about this case.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's too short notice to brief them properly.
Yeah.
I need someone that's familiar with it to either be present or give me advice prior to my preferably be present in the court next Wednesday morning at 8:30.
For what it's worth, Ralph, every fibre of my being knows that Tease was not deceived by you guys. That it wasn't a deception, it was a secret commission that they were in on. And it's a travesty, in my opinion, that you would be singled out and charged for a deception that didn't happen.
Look, I hear what you're saying, but that's not going to help me next Wednesday morning.
I understand that, Ralph. I understand that. And I'm also going to have to be limited in what I say, given that the matter will now be, once you appear, it'll be sub judice.
Prejudicial, yeah. Yeah.
I have to think carefully about what to do with this recording. All right, mate, look.
And get back to me ASAP, will you?
Yeah. Did the police talk to you about media at all?
No.
Right. Did they talk to you about other persons who were charged?
No.
Listen, Ralph, God bless you, mate. This is a shitty outcome for somebody who's given so much of themselves, Ralph, and you really got me stirred into action, old mate. So, chin up. Know you're doing the right thing and keep telling the truth. Love to Ruby and... I'm not going anywhere, Ralph. I've got your back.
Thanks, mate. Talk later.
Hey, mate. See you, mate.
See ya.